This is CICK News.
Today marks 2 weeks into the BC General Employees Union strike as talks with the provincial government have stalled. The province's public service agency is the employer at the table, and this main public service agreement covers over 34,000 BC GEU members, from BC wildfire crews and correctional officers to liquor and cannabis staff, child welfare workers, and thousands of administrative professionals across government ministries. The union's main demands include competitive wages for public service workers, fair access to telework or remote work, a modernized contract that better values their work, and protection for union jobs. As of Monday, September 15th, over 6,000 BC GEU members are taking job action with 19 picket lines and an overtime ban to pressure the BC Public Service Agency to return to the bargaining table. About 4,500 BC GEU members at 22 work sites are on strike, and picket lines are up across the province, including here in Smithers at the Knorr Building on Alfred Ave at the end of town. I went to the picket line at 3726 Alfred Ave on Friday to get a pulse check on how this strike is affecting the workers so far. But leading into that, let's hear my interview with Paul Finch, president of the BC General Employee Union, to get up to speed on the strike as of yesterday.
Currently, there's over 4,000 members of that group who are on a targeted strike action. And we've done that to minimize the disruption to the general public, to try and maximize the effect on government, to compel them to come back to the table and to negotiate a deal, which they've so far refused to do. So right now, there's an array of core services, primarily inward facing, so not that wouldn't generally impact the public. And that's everything from IT to finance operations to resource permitting and so on.
And that is what I learned when I went to go visit the workers who were walking around the Knorr Building here in Smithers, is kind of that it is a little more internal. But in speaking to also our MLA, Sharon Hartwell, one of her concerns was, when does this start to affect things like infrastructure? So I guess, what are the steps that go from the public not really being affected and it being a little more inward facing to really gathering and collecting strength from the public service workers?
Yeah, well, I think that time's coming soon. I mean, what we're seeing is government is still refusing to come back to the table and negotiate or move off the position that they took. The last position they took in July that was roundly rejected by our members, 93% voted in favor of a strike over that position. So very clear message from our membership. So right now, again, we've taken time to or care to minimize disruption to the public. That's going to start to change over the next several weeks as, you know, to try and compel government to come back to the negotiating table. So on Friday, for example, we've issued an overtime ban at the liquor and cannabis distribution warehouses. Now, that's just an overtime ban right now. We haven't taken any strike action there, but we're being very measured in our approach. We want to compel government to come back and negotiate a deal.
So what position or demands has the BC GEU made that you know that affect more northern and rural remote government employees?
Well, I was just up in the north on Saturday and I spoke directly to several of our stewards that are on the Smithers picket line. The wages just haven't caught up. Over the past decade, the average wage in the province went up 12% higher than the average wages in the civil service. So today, the average wage in the civil service is 2.7% below the average wage in the province. That's felt in rural communities. You see the purchasing power come down quite a bit. That impacts the local economy, especially where you have a significant number of provincial government employees.
But what does a fair offer look like from the BC Public Service Agency?
What we're hoping to see is government come back to the table with a revised monetary offer, and of course, if they do, we'll engage in obviously good faith negotiations with them.
Is there anything else that you think is really important for our listeners in Smithers and Telqua and Whitsett, our smaller communities here, to know about this and how this is going to affect them in the future or even starting today?
Well, this is, you know, what's been already affecting us is the purchasing power of, you know, obviously neighbors, friends, family, the people that work in the civil service that provide these services directly to the community. I mean, the wildfire crews out of Smithers and Telqua, you know, the typical wildfire fighter there is making $28 an hour. Right. And so what's prompting, this strike action, while you saw 93% of our membership vote in favor of strike action, is they're simply falling behind too fast, too much, and have been falling behind for the last decade. Our contract was below inflation over the last 3 years. It was below inflation over the last 10 years. That's not acceptable.
Did you connect with our MP or MLA while you were here?
No, I didn't have the opportunity.
Mr. Finch, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you to BCGEU President Paul Finch for his time. Now let's hear from workers at the end of town in Smithers at the Nora Building, where many ministries operate from.
Hey, my name is Ryan Lapointe. I'm a biologist working for the provincial government, and I'm a member of the BCGEU.
Okay, so I guess just very plainly, talk to me about what we're doing here today.
Yeah, so members across the province and at our work site here in Smithers, we are picketing. We are concerned that the province has been offering us wages that are below inflation. We earned below inflation for our last collective agreement when inflation was high. And once again, inflation is greater than what we've been offered. So we're trying to make our voices felt through collective action.
Okay. And so how long have you been striking in front of the Nora building here?
So we started here on Tuesday this week.
So I guess talk specifically about how you feel workers in the north have been affected by wages not being met by inflation.
Yeah, so I mean, people are obviously struggling more than they used to with grocery bills, but also far more importantly than just the baseline of inflation, housing costs have gone up dramatically. One of the reasons the employer is saying that they can't afford this is the budget. However, they cut government revenues by over $2 billion this year with the carbon tax cut. It saved me personally a few hundred dollars a year, maybe. My mortgage is thousands of dollars a month more than it would have been without a housing crisis and without that functioning from government. For a lot of workers, that's the only way they can afford to live on the wages they earn is by not living in some of our urban centers. So it's pushing more people into communities in the north because they can't afford it to be in those communities. I love this community. I love living here. I live here by choice. I think most people do, but not having that option, some people don't have the choice, and that's where they're being forced. They're renting a basement in a smaller town in the rural where it used to be very affordable.
What's it like when you're on the line and you're circling the building right now with your signs? What kind of support or maybe even not support are you seeing from the public?
We've had very good support from the public. Our office is in a bit of a quiet part of town, but we've had overwhelmingly positive support from people that's gone by. We've had a number of people honking their horns and waving at us with thumbs ups and smiles. So it's actually been quite a positive experience.
What services are being stopped right now due to the strike?
So a number of services out of this building are going to be affected, primarily things tied to permitting, hunting, long-term regulation of, say, environment, streams, water quality. These are all impacted services, planning, working with First Nations. But of course, the biggest thing is the permitting and inspecting for mines and forestry. All that planning is halted.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Good afternoon. I am Sharon Hartwell, MLA for Bulkley Valley Stikine. I'm here with Pam in my office in Smithers, and we're going to have a few questions about the strike.
As Conservative representative, do you feel like you support this strike?
Well, I think I support people earning a decent wage, and I find it very difficult when people feel that they have to go out on strike to get their needs met. So I don't want to comment on the ins and outs of the strike because that's not my place to do that. That's between the government and the union. But having said that, I think that people deserve to have their needs met and their voice heard. But on the other hand, if the government of the day had actually listened to the unions early on, maybe we could have avoided it. So I'm hoping they're going to go back to arbitration and talk about what's needed. And you talked about what's concern in the area and the rural communities. And for us here, it's we're doing a lot of work with roads and maintenance and also infrastructure projects that were in the works, as it were. And having them stalled right now before winter is not a good thing. So, you know, I respect the fact they have the right to have their needs met and to be out and voicing those concerns. I respect that.
Are you hearing otherwise from the public? Just people's concerns about the strike or how they're being affected?
Not yet. We haven't. But I know that there's always been kind of a little bit of pushback by access to offices because things are a little more difficult the way things are going now, or people aren't in the offices where they can be reached for information. And I think that's been an ongoing concern for some time for the public overall, not just particularly for this strike. So finding out, I guess, the right balance for access to government officials and government agencies that are necessary for everyday life for the communities, having the offices located in your community should have access. But on the other hand, like I said, people need to have their voices heard, and they have every right to do that. It's a big stand to give up your time and to be out there because they're not gaining any income to speak of, and they have families. Mm-hmm. So I think, especially in northern and rural communities overall, it seems like our voice is really hard to be heard, mm-hmm. and that's always concerned me. So I completely understand the fact that they're trying to make their voice noticed and worthwhile.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.